The pastor told this story of the prodigal son to a first grade class. So to check on their understanding, the pastor asked, who was the unhappy character in the story when the prodigal son returned? An eager boy raised his hand and said, the fattened calf. So our readings today speak about the way God responds to us, sinful sinner. His response shows God's readiness to welcome and receive us, irrespective of how much we have fallen and gone away from Him. In our first reading, God demonstrates that His love and mercy surpasses His anger and judgment. As a merciful and compassionate Father, God hears the prayers of Moses on behalf of His people. He changes His mind about punishing them and gives them another chance to reach the promised land. And then our responsorial psalm captures it all when it asks, have mercy on me, O God, in your goodness, in the greatness of your compassion, wipe out my offense. This God has done for us through Jesus Christ. In the second reading, Paul accuses himself to be the chief of sinners. The awareness of his sinfulness leads him not to depression, but to a life of gratitude to God and humility toward God and toward others. He recounted how his salvation was made possible through the intercession and mercy of Jesus Christ. Like Paul, we are reminded that we are all products of God's mercy and compassion. And let us be grateful to Him who shows us mercy through Jesus Christ. In the gospel, Jesus tells the story of an ungrateful son who leaves his family behind and leads a sinful, dissolute life. But the Father forgives him. Jesus promises us that when we are lost, God will come for us. Like a shepherd looking for a lost sheep, like a woman searching for a lost coin, God will never rest until He finds us and saves us. So what a great story, but difficult to believe, especially when we find ourselves in a situation where we feel lost, where we feel there's little hope, where we feel abandoned and alone. We might be frightened and discouraged, but we are challenged to believe that God has promised to come and to find us. So back to the story of a father with two sons. The story is very familiar with a predictable outcome, but is down to earth and believable. And we can draw lessons from the different characters in the story. So the first character is the younger son who wants to leave home and have his own independence, have his own space, and independence from his own family. Yeah, which is normal and necessary. This is something most of us have naturally experienced. It comes a time when we all have to take a flight from the comforts and confines of our parents or guardians. However, the younger son does wrong when he uses his newfound independence to reject the values that his parents had tried to help him to acquire. Perhaps he wants to make his own break, thinking that he knows better than his parents. So the task of the parents is to give the child a good Christian foundation in life. The parents want their children to live a life that is grounded on Christian values, that whenever break occurs, any mistakes the child makes will enable them to learn without being so devastating so as to ruin their lives. It's a real challenge to every parent to give their children good foundation and at the same time allowing them the necessary freedom to make their own life choices. One of the biggest challenges any parent faces today is to allow their children to make a blunder or error of judgment while at the same time being there for them to welcome them back into the family even though they may have really screwed up their lives and may have given the whole family a black eye. So the story of the younger son points out that we should rise and come back to God. He will accept us and will celebrate with a feast over the lost child who has returned. The other character is the elder brother who plays by all the rules and regulations. He thinks that he is entitled to all kinds of perks or credits, that he would be rewarded for the good deeds he has done. At times, we think along with the elder brother in terms of reward and punishment, that somebody receives just reward for the good deeds done and just punishment for transgressions. And maybe we have done that by completely cutting off family ties with a son or daughter with a challenging behavior or sinful addictions, disrespectful or has stolen money from us, or dismissing our parents because they are old. So what the gospel story tells us is that even if we might think and do like the elder brother, God never does. The story challenges us to see other people as God does, with eyes of understanding, love, and of mercy. The third character is the father, who receives back his son, who deliberately misused his resources with joy. So God loves us without limits, even though our actions may call for less than a loving response. So this week, let us reflect on whether we are running from or to the one who has his arms open to us, whether we deserve it or not.